Thank you, thanks. I would like to say, first of all, and I would like to second what our American friend has said about the assistance which we receive from the Portuguese government and the people in particular. It is never forgotten. This short period that I spent, first 14 days, I think it was, down at Caldas Arena, with the people we met and the people who helped us leave the country. But let me say, I happened to arrive here on a lovely sunny day, quite unexpectedly. I was ferrying an aircraft from England to Gibraltar, a brand new aeroplane, a brand new aeroplane, but on arrival at the British base down in Cornwall, we were told that a squadron of Blenheims coming through had one of the crews go sick, and that I, as senior officer, should take their aircraft and he would bring my aircraft down to Gibraltar and change over. We changed over, we were had full kit bags and stuff because we were planning to be headed towards Malta and the Middle East, and changed over into this aircraft and took off with the squadron and climbed up to 12,000 feet, and we came off towards the top end of Spain, and we were about 30 miles out to sea from Porto when it became time to transfer the fuel from the extra fuel tank which fitted in the fuselage, which the pilot could work a pump on. I had flown a new aircraft and knew that the fuel pump worked and I could get enough fuel to get to Gibraltar. With this one, as soon as I touched the thing, it just flopped in my hand. Very disappointing. I tried turning it on my side to see if it would run across on the tanks, but it still wouldn't do anything. So we flew up alongside, there were 12 of us, I went up behind the leading aircraft, and my wireless operator got his daylight lamp out and flashed up a message saying what was wrong, why we couldn't get to Gibraltar. And the message came back saying land in Portugal. I was particularly pleased about that because at the time the Spanish authorities were being very hard on aircrews going through and were placing them in the Miranda jail, and it took sometimes 6 months to get people out. Anyhow, we came, broke away from the squadron and headed in towards the coast, and we were coming, losing height, and I could see this long strip of land running down towards San Jacinto, though I didn't see the little tiny airfield which was there. At 10,000 feet, you couldn't see all that much. But I curved round and lost height, and being a keen one for going down to the beach and go swimming, I used to know that it was hard as the water was, but when we got down low enough, you could see that there was no beach. The land came down and then dropped straight into the sea. So we could see that there was a clearish patch about 200 meters, and I put the undercarriage down and we floated in. One of my better landings too. And right at the end we went into a soft patch of sand and swung the aircraft round, and we pulled our parachutes inside and opened up all the mats. And I had a thing called a signals distress marine, which was supposed to be if you were sitting in a dinghy, you wanted to fire off 12 stars. But it was very good standing on top of the fuselage, firing it down inside and setting fire to the front end, and then going round and starting to set fire to the back. Because in the back we had 10 boxes of Veery cartridges. These are very bright stars which shoot up in the air. And I thought, once that lot goes off, we shall have a good show. Anyhow, we got away from the aircraft as it started to burn and went up on the top. And we met our first Portuguese visitor. It was a gentleman with long whiskers, and it looked as though he hadn't been paid for some time, who was living in a hut overlooking the beach. I think he was probably sort of Coast Guard. But we dragged him down because all the cartridges in the guns at the back were beginning to go off, and we didn't want to have him shot. So we all laid down there, we had a terrific bonfire, one of the best firework displays I ever not paid for. Anyhow, and then we noticed these little airplanes circling around, little biplanes, and I thought there must be, you know, something around here. And eventually, after about an hour, two Portuguese officers arrived in a boat and sort of walked up to us and welcomed us to Portugal, which I thought was rather pleasant in any case. Anyhow, we went back with them. We took our kit bags with us and went back down to the base at San Jacinto, which we said we'd been to today, and I still recognize the launch pad that they had in front, and the sergeant's mess, where we were, because we were all sergeants at the time, we were entertained the following day to a mess in the sergeant's mess to pretty strong Portuguese wine, which you dip a biscuit in. But it was good. Anyhow, and then unfortunately along came an international policeman who obviously had tickets for a particular train in Aveiro, so we had to go off with him, and we left most of our stuff with him, and it was stayed there until the end of the war, by which time I thought, I wonder if by any chance I can get any of my stuff back, because my logbooks and various odd things had been left in their charge. So I wrote to the adjutant at the base, and I received a very nice box back, with the exception of one thing which I secretly did want. I had been at school, because I was only 19 at the time, I'd been at school for a year beforehand, and in my school I had an alarm clock which woke up the four of us in one particular room to get in time to get to school. And the only thing which didn't come back was my alarm. We were sent down to Calasareña, stayed there for about a fortnight, and then we were told that if we happened to be, this is my crew and the other crew who had landed at Tagus, at a particular crossroads, we would be met by some friends. They turned up with two of the identical officers from San Jacinto in one car and another one, and they drove us all the way back up. Having travelled down the A1, is it, we've been on today, I realised it did take a bit longer going up the little back roads to get all the way up there. And they took us to one of the little piers where there was a very nice motorboat which invited us on board, and that drove out into the middle of the harbour where there was a large tug which happened to be going outside Aveiro Light. They took us on board and gave us some of the worst coffee I've ever had in my life. Put me off coffee for about 6 months. Anyhow, we went stayed with them 3 miles off the Aveiro Light until midnight, and along came the British Navy with a small corvette, which was convenient, and they sent a signal across VIC, and I flapped back TIM, victim. And they sent a boat, took us off, and we stayed with them back into Gibraltar. And that then eventually we stayed there and eventually came back to the UK. To cut it short there?
Yeah.
Good. No, but that is, in my all of my life, I have remembered that. This strange occurrence, which never should have happened to me, but never thought about. To arrive in a strange country, be met by friends, who it turns out have been friends in two different wars. But I must also say, I am reminded of it quite frequently when I drive down a road from west from Southampton towards Bournemouth through called the New Forest, and there is a big memorial there. It is a huge, great fireplace, which was used by Portuguese loggers and axemen in the First World War, and in the Second War they came again and carried on the great work in the woods there. So every time a car stops and says, what on earth is this strange fireplace? Apparently they had a very good farewell party and burnt the place down, with the exception of the fireplace. So, with my good friend Carlos, we've been in touch on the internet for a long time, and I've been bombarding him with little bits of information, and he's been asking me things about it. And then suddenly, 3 weeks ago, he said, I want you to come out here. He didn't say anything about all this orgy of drinking which is going on. So I was delighted to come out, because we'd only been talking on the, we'd never met, and I'm so pleased to have read his book, partly, though I am going on a course to speak to read Portuguese, and to meet some people and let them know how gracious I was for the safety which was accorded to us,
and the friendship
between our two countries,
which is
still obvious to this day. So thank you, everybody.